The following program was originally broadcast and recorded at an earlier date. Please disregard any time-sensitive information such as weather reports or public service announcements. All right, I said we were going to talk about the Christmas bird count, so I guess we might as well get to that. That was on Boxing Day of last week. And I have here, I don't know if this is a, I don't know how final this report is, but it's fairly final. It's got most of the important information on it, and so I'm just going to kind of go through and talk about a few what strike me as interesting or significant results. There were, if I recall correctly, 22 participants in this year's Christmas bird count, which was really great. Too many people, and it becomes a little bit unmanageable. Yes, you do get more coverage of more areas, and that may bring in more birds, but it's a lot harder to just deal with all the data that's coming in. But this year was pretty good, maybe not one of the best we've had, and in some respects, some numbers were a little on the low side, and a few fairly common birds we kind of expected to get but didn't. I'll start with bald eagles. We saw a total of seven, recorded a total of seven bald eagles this year, which is... that's a little low compared to some previous years. Not all previous years, but there have been some previous years where we've certainly made it into at least low double digits on that. No Canada geese this year as well, and that was a little bit unusual because we've gotten Canada geese on, I don't know, maybe 10 or so of the Christmas bird counts. This was the 14th annual Christmas bird count, I believe, to take place in Lillooet. A little low on most of the raptors. I mentioned bald eagles. There was one northern harrier, one Cooper's hawk, one red-tailed hawk, two American kestrels, two merlins. I'm happy to say that my birding partner, Kathy, and I, we got both of those merlins and felt very lucky to do so. And then we can skip ahead to rock pigeons. That's the official name, for those who don't know, of just plain old pigeons. Only got six of them this year. I think there have been some years when maybe we've been skunked entirely on the rock pigeons. We've only recorded them in seven out of the previous 13 Christmas bird counts. And the number's six, that seems a little low to me, but it may be in keeping with other years, I'm not sure. But what was interesting then was to compare the number of pigeons with the number of the Eurasian collared doves. Those are the new kind of species that moved in around 2006 or 2007, moved into our area and seem to have established themselves as fairly successful. I don't know to what extent they are driving out other species. It seems most likely that the species they would be driving out would be similar birds like the rock pigeon or the mourning dove. 22 mourning doves recorded this year, so that's not too bad. But 103 Eurasian collared doves. These birds actually, they are not native to North America. They were introduced into either the Bahamas or Bermuda back in the early 1970s, I think, somewhere around there. And they have been spreading across North America ever since. And as I say, made it to our region a number of years ago. At any rate, 103 of them, which was maybe a new high for us. I'm not entirely sure. Kathy and I got 44 of them, which was a pretty high number of them. A large number of those were in just one tree down near Conway Park, a tree in someone's yard. Then we can skip ahead to owls. Did pretty poorly on owls this year. Kathy and I got one northern pygmy owl, and another group of birders managed to get one as well, for a grand total of two. And I believe there was one short-eared owl as well, but that was about it. And we'll skip to the woodpeckers. 43 flickers this year, which is a pretty good number. I don't know how that compares to previous years, but it was no shortage of flickers at any rate. A few downy woodpeckers, a few hairy woodpeckers, one pileated recorded as well. And then we'll get into crows and ravens. Numbers seemed lower than usual, and that almost certainly has. In general, the lower numbers of some of the lower numbers of individuals of some species probably has a lot to do with just the warmer temperatures. That's one thing I should mention. This was by far the most comfortable Christmas bird count I can ever remember. Usually after Kathy and I finish our route through the spawning channels, we want to find some sort of inside shelter where we can recover the use or the feeling, at least in our toes. That was not an issue this year. So American crow, 253, common raven, 160. In colder years, we have definitely gotten higher numbers for those birds. We'll skip to the American dipper, 55 recorded this year, and definitely not our high, but not bad. Actually, kind of surprisingly high, considering, again, how warm it was. The dippers, their winter motions are kind of controlled by freezing of the creeks. And so the colder it is and the lower down the frozen creeks are, the more get pushed into the Seton Corridor. This year, as I say, 55 recorded, which is a little higher than usual, but or a little higher than expected for these temperatures. But definitely a good number. And American robin, 77 recorded this year. Last year it was in the hundreds. They were just everywhere last year, so much so that someone was complaining about American robins last year. So they were around this year, but not in the same numbers. I expect that more of them, at least at the time of the Christmas bird count, were spending some time a little further north since conditions weren't too bad. 56 Bohemian waxwings recorded. That was way down from our high a number of years ago, which I believe was over 1,000 one particular year, two or three years ago. But we were nice. We were glad to get any that we could. Most of those were in the Fountain Valley. But Kathy and I managed to get six right here in town. And let's see, then we'll switch to white-throated sparrow. That was a new species for count day. We had previously had one in a count week going back a few years, but had not gotten one on Christmas bird count day itself, and we did get one. The white-throated sparrow normally winters farther south in the U.S. and or farther east, maybe in some of the most southern parts of Canada. Farther east they might winter, but not that common to find them wintering in the Lillooet area. They usually pass through during the autumn migration, but it's pretty rare to have one hanging around. And I was very happy that particular bird was at my feeders, and it very cooperatively had shown up by about 8:45 in the morning. So we were in no doubt of getting that bird for the rest of the day. By far the most numerous species on this year's count in terms of the number of individuals recorded of a species was dark-eyed junco, 566. Everybody was getting those, and generally in pretty high numbers. Red-winged blackbird, Kathy and I found 35 here in town. Those are the only ones that were recorded, but it was really nice to see them and know that in a couple of months they'll start up their red-winged blackbird song, which everybody knows and loves. Purple finch, we had one recorded this year. That was much lower than some years. Again, that was at my feeders. And let's see, just a couple more to go here. Pine siskin, 20 recorded. If you put out seed for birds and have feeders, you probably are familiar with the pine siskins, very small birds that have some yellow accents in their wings. They're overall brown and streaky, and they're very gregarious birds and also very aggressive birds with other species. They are one of several species, particularly of finches, that are known as eruptive, not eruptive, but eruptive species, meaning that they can show up kind of anywhere at any time. They just follow food sources that are available. 20 pine siskins recorded in, I guess, the Fountain Valley area, and those were the only ones. So if you're missing them at your feeders and you're here in town, that's where they are hanging out, those that are around, at any rate, in the Fountain Valley. And one other species to mention, finally, the evening grosbeak. It's been recorded on 8 of our previous Christmas bird counts. Again, if you're somebody who puts out feeders, you may be sorry the evening grosbeaks aren't around, because they're very, very beautiful to look at, but you may also be glad they're not around because they go through seed very, very quickly. Zero evening grosbeaks recorded this year. They are also notoriously another of the eruptive species. So not too surprising that there are going to be some years when we don't get them at all. At any rate, the total number of species recorded, 59. and 2,232 individual birds counted. At any rate, lots of effort put into that. Oh, I should also mention additional species, red squirrel and coyote. Those are the only other species reported. But Kathy and I noticed walking through the spawning channels, I mentioned what a very warm day it was. There was some kind of insect, which I'm going to just as a nickname called ice gnats, that were out in very, very large numbers on count today. We kept walking through clouds of these gnats in the spawning channels, and that's happened a couple of years before in the winter. But it seems like the numbers of them were much higher this year, and it was a shame there weren't more insect-eating birds around to eat them. But of course, since most insect species are not active at this time of year, at least the outdoor ones, there naturally would not be many birds for them, but there would have been a good supply of food available for those birds had they checked out the spawning channels. At any rate, a very successful event, and I know that Vivian Birch-Jones, well, first of all, I should say thank you to Vivian Birch-Jones, who did all the hard work and arrangement and putting together the data and all that sort of stuff. And I know that she would want to thank everybody who participated in the Christmas bird count. So that's our report on that. And I'm sorry to have taken so long over it, but there are a number of people in this town who are interested in the birds, so I thought it was worth going into a little detail.